Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst and I'm your host, and I have a very special guest tonight, Judy Satori. And we had Judy on air just at the winter equinox on December 20th, and now it's again just past the equinox, a very special time to have Judy online. And Judy, you are a channel and a spiritual worker with a great task for humankind, and the star people have given you instructions how to activate the DNA that is becoming 12-stranded. You are such a wonderful, wonderful light worker, and your work is so great, and I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much, Martin. It's very nice of you, and it's really nice to speak to the listeners tonight. And when you talk about the DNA, and it's really what it's to do with the whole divine plan that I'm working with. So when we talk about star people here, just want to make absolutely sure that your listeners really understand, I'm sure they do, that we're talking about the divine plan, and the star people are definitely a part of that divine plan, as are the angelic kingdom, the David kingdom, and other beings from other dimensions. So we're all part of a divine plan, whether it's in the galaxy or on the Earth. It's a great pleasure to be back on the program, Martin. Thank you.
Yes, yes, indeed, Judy. And the divine plan is unfolding right now, and we are now in the just past the spring equinox of 2013, and I feel very thrilled. I feel very excited. I have the feeling that things are going to accelerate right now. And what's your idea about it? I feel the star beings very close to me and close to the planet. And
they are.
I think wonderful things are going to happen. What's your take on it?
Well, with me today, I have the Galactic Federation. And when I spoke to you in the week about this program, and we were originally going to have a different topic. I was going to talk about healing with sound. And then yesterday I got told that, no, the topic needed to be conversations with the star beings, like speaking with the star beings, because they've got messages for us today. Mm-hmm. And as I sat down this morning to meditate and to tune in, I was told that it's to do with the Galactic Federation wanting to bring messages through me for everybody. And the Galactic Federation are a bit like our United Nations here on Earth. They're a federation of planets, and they have council, just like we have our Council of the United Nations here on Earth, and their council is called the Galactic Council. So it's the members of the Galactic Council that are speaking today, representing the Federation of Planets, or the Galactic Federation.
So what is the message from the Galactic Federation? What kind of message did they give you today?
Well, they haven't given it to me yet. I don't know what they're going to say. They're going to give it to us as we speak.
They're going to give it now?
They're going to give it to all of us as I speak. I don't know what the message is yet because I'm the conduit for the message. And so right now, I've no idea what the message is.
Okay. Give the message? I will stop to interrupt you and let you talk and let it come through. Is that okay?
That's fine. I'm sorry, the connection, I can't hear your connection that well, so I'm sorry if I speak over you at times. It's just that you can probably hear me, but I can't hear you very well. So no matter, we'll just speak, okay? So
yes. Well, first of all,
what the Galactic Council want to say is that they want to bring some energy through. Really, it's to do with preparing all the people that are listening, because they want to attune everybody. They want to attune the pineal gland so that everybody is more able to receive the incoming messages from those star beings or those star nations that you are each aligned to. Everybody that is listening to this program has a particular alignment with one or more of the star nations, and it's about improving that reception of their telepathic downloading to their star seeds, basically. So this is the first piece of energy that they want to transmit through me, and it's going to be transmitted in light language, energy language. So it's sound, light, and vibration, and probably many of your listeners might not know my work, which is to do with light language. So I'm a channel, and it's automatic. It just comes through my voice automatically. There's no prior preparation. So all you need to do is just sit and receive the energy, because it's the energy that's attuning the pineal gland in the brain to receive the telepathic downloading from different star nations more easily. This is what they want to do first. So I'm just going to do this now. You just need to sit and relax. Moko ki iza lakashita tamako. Alekaisa tekushita tapakosatia. Akalakasa pokushita tapakosapakulakushtia. Alekasa pokosaka pokushita tokodapakui. Alamatia. Alamati, je ne sais pas quoi de côté de cou. Allez-y de côté 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 de
I felt something in my heart chakra, and I have the feeling that my head is some kind of calmness energy is coming. Calmness.
Yes, it feels like a pressure building up. It's what it's doing is sort of expanding the energy field just around the head, so that a conjunction or a conjunct can be made to link those energy receptions, if you like, the energy transmissions from other star systems to your energy field in particular. And the receiving part of you is within your pineal gland. It's like a quartz crystal within the brain, but like in a computer, and it receives and transmits the energy waves from other dimensions. So what are you feeling now?
I'm feeling like I'm starting to see things. I mean, I don't see them yet, but I have the feeling that things are being activated. I cannot really describe it, but I feel something is happening.
Good.
And I'm sure all the listeners are as well. And by the way, the people that are not listening but are connected to the internet, banks, everything, this energy that you are transmitting, Judy, is going everywhere, in every household. Everything is connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not... everybody who's listening will be affected. It's just in the listening.
Yes. It is transmitted by energy.
Yes.
So the internet is... there are all kind of electrons that are going through optic wires. But the energy also comes into households that are not tuned into BBS radio, but they will receive it energetically.
Yes, they're actually saying to me that that's true, and what you're picking up is true. This energy, normally when I do this kind of work, the person needs to hear it. But what they're saying to me now is that in this particular instance, it's the energy that's being transmitted, and the people don't necessarily need to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Please go on with the beautiful story.
So there's a little bit more. Now we're going to work with, it's more like a heart attunement. Because, mm-hmm. you see, these galactic beings, the star beings who are aligned with Christ consciousness and the law of one, are heart-centered. They are love beings of love and peace and unity. And so what they are just doing now is aligning their vibration better with us, but it's through the heart. So just, you'll feel this too, like a merging, a coming together, a feeling of union and communion. How are you getting on?
I feel my heart is just, it's like there's a crystal placed in my heart chakra. The last word, the repetition of those sounds is really doing something with my heart. It's like I feel so much love, I'm almost in tears.
It's the Arcturians that are working through me with those sounds from Arcturus, and they mm-hmm. are particularly aligned with emotional clearing and opening the heart and helping to realign us emotionally so that we clear old distorted energies that no longer serve us, that actually limiting us and stopping us from stepping into that love and peace and unity consciousness that we really know that we are and that we so much want to integrate into our lives in this on this earth plane.
So, Judy, I'm getting tears in my eyes. This is so beautiful. I long so much for meeting the star beings, and I feel it's happening right now. It's giving me,
yeah.
What you're doing is so powerful, what they're doing. It's
yeah.
I have no words.
They're coming soon. About 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I was asked to write an article, which I think led me to you, actually, and you contacted me because I think you read that article, which was about the star beings are coming soon. Soon is, I don't know what soon is, unfortunately, though, because soon could be 1 year, 2 years. Nobody's quite sure. The coming soon is when the energy's right for their coming, you see. It's not aligned with our type of time thinking. But they're definitely coming. And what they're doing now is they're starting to prepare us for this, by this kind of activation, so that we feel their energy before we actually see them visibly. You see? Because we need to know that they are there because of what we feel. And I mean, this has always been my experience too, Martin, because I don't visibly see these beings. I see them with my inner sight and I feel them, but I've never met one face-to-face. So it's we're all sort of having to trust and have faith in this reality.
Yes, I feel they are close. I feel they are here around me.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, they are around us. At this time, we can't perceive. We're not able, most people, some people can, perceive them in their vibration that they are coming in.
Yes, but there is to come a point where we will meet them in the physical, where there is a event. It will be the greatest event in human history, which will be named First Contact, when they will land with their ships. And
absolutely. And this is what they told me about in that article that they asked me to transcribe. They just dictated it to me, and I wrote it out. And it was about their coming soon. You will see our ships over your cities in such greater numbers that no government will be able to deny that we are here. And they're coming to help our governments. They're coming to help create our new life on our new fifth-dimensional Earth. Just like the star beings came to ancient Egypt and they helped the people in those times create their reality. And they left their things behind. And, you know, there's a very interesting book. It's called Egypt, Child of Atlantis. And I'm sorry I can't tell you right now who wrote that book, but if people Googled that, it's Egypt, Child of Atlantis. And it really talks about what happens at the ending and beginning of each great age. I'm talking about a 26,000-year period or cycle. And at the beginning of these great ages, the gods walk the earth again in human form because they're helping to bring humanity to a new cycle of evolution. And this is exactly what's happening now. We're moving into this, we have moved into this new cycle of evolution, but it takes time to ground these new energies into our way of life and into our social life, our scientific life, just the way we interact as human beings on a day-to-day basis. I'm told it will take 21 years, the same sort of cycle as it takes for a baby to grow to adulthood, for this new energy to be fully anchored on Earth. And we, all of us who are listening here in this program today, who are star beings, we've come to the Earth at this time to be here now so that we can become enlightened and bring that enlightenment of this new understanding through to the people of the Earth and work in tandem with the beings who are coming from the stars so that together we can do this work and create this new reality on the Earth.
Yes, and it's unfolding right now, this new reality. You can see it everywhere. You can see the old power structures crumbling and more people awakening. It's amazing to see that the Galactic Federation is talking to so many people, the Pleiadians, the Astral Command, the star beings, the angelic beings, multidimensional beings. More and more people are receiving messages. But why don't you go on with the message from the Galactic Federation?
I'll see who wants to speak now. What they want you to talk about now is the Stargate of Aldebaran. Do you know what that is?
The Stargate of Aldebaran?
Aldebaran, yes.
Explain, please.
Well, Aldebaran is a star. It's what's called one of the four royal stars. And Aldebaran is a star that literally points the way. In my book, Sunshine Before the Dawn, which was written as a novel, but it was all transmitted to me by star beings, by the Galactic Council, really, there was a young man from Aldebaran who brought a special word, a coding, to the major character of the book, who was called Esaenia. And Esaenia was part of the Galactic Council. She was from Sirius, and she was responsible, with others, for the creation of the new, more upgraded type of human being that was brought to the Earth to seed the Earth with a higher genetic code, a more advanced DNA code that we call the human, as in hu means God. So the human being was the beings created in the image of God. And that was around 100,000 years ago. And so at this time of new beginning, after these four great cycles, the Galactic Council is really with us now because they're helping the Earth take us forward. So I sort of lost my train of thought here. I was talking about Aldebaran, that's right. So yes. Aldebaran is a very special star. And what I learnt last year about September, October last year, is that the Stargate, a Stargate, or a portal, if you like, on Aldebaran had to open to admit light, energy, vibration from 72 dimensions of reality. In this galaxy, there's only been 48 dimensions of reality back to Source or the Godhead. But with this opening of the Stargate of Aldebaran, it admits energy or vibration or light, if you like, from 72 dimensions of reality. This is also synonymous or similar to the 72 sacred names of Metatron, the Archangel Metatron, because as the Earth is admitted to this new, more rarefied vibration, it advances the Earth and the galaxy, the whole galaxy, to a more evolved state of consciousness. You see? So this opening of the Stargate of Aldebaran is allowing a new stream of vibration to flow into the galaxy, but also particularly at this time, of course, because we're on the Earth, to flow into the Earth. And what this is doing is it's enhancing the already expanded and increased vibrations of the Earth. It's enhancing the changes that we are going to be going through in the fifth dimension. It's like a whole new beginning, a whole new way of being, far beyond anything that we've known before on the Earth. So it's not just a cycle of the old, it's a cycle of the new.
And those 72 dimensions that are transmitted, they are also penetrating the realities from the Earth, right?
Well, the 72 dimensions are like 72 different vibrations. As we go up into dimension, that vibration becomes more rarefied, more expanded, more light-filled, you see? Faster pulsating vibration. So you can imagine if you've got, if you're vibrating at the 48th dimension, for example, that's very fast vibration. It's just, it really is just absolute light.
Mm-hmm.
It's God, really, it's God. If you go beyond that to 72 vibrations of reality, then that vibration becomes even more rarefied, even more finer. And it's, mm-hmm. It's that stream of vibration which is creating an even more enhanced change for us on Earth than we might well have expected previously. So what I'm really saying, to summarize, is that the opening of the Aldebaran Stargate is giving us a lot more capacity for change and positive change. And so it's like helping us. And what they want to do, the Galactic Council now, is they want to bring through some energy from beyond this Aldebaran Stargate, from 72 dimensions of reality, to activate, it's what they're saying, is soul knowledge and potential within us. This is, you know, we all come from a monad or a soul group, and each soul group has a particular divine plan or a really like a contract for being. This is why this soul group was created in the first place, so that this soul group, and there's 144 soul extensions in a soul group, might be incarnated into physical form or even not physical form and bring the essence of the soul group through in terms of service. So you might have a soul group that is devoted to forging ahead and creating new evolutionary changes. And probably most of the people who are listening to you, to this program, will be in soul groups whose role is to help create radical and long-term lasting positive change. You see? So this activation they want to bring through now is to allow people on a personality level to merge more with the essence of the soul group and to bring more of that power through into their day-to-day personality lives. This is what this is all about now. So you just have to sit and relax and put your hands palm up and be like a sponge and allow the energy just to do what it needs to do.
Okay.
No kopi is a lakasata kushdasa baku, and namate shitakata baku. A lestasata pasata pakusata baka. A stasata pakusata rota stokosata kazataku. A lele de lakoshistataku. A lele lakoshista pakusata kusia. A stasata kusata kusata bakusata kusata 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 kusataku. Asasa. 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 So, this energy, and some of your listeners might be wondering how I do this, and it is transmitted through me automatically. I do think it's because I've done it in the past, in past lives, and so it's a memory that comes back to me automatically. Mm-hmm. It's not something I've ever practiced or learned.
Yes, and I think that those words that you're transmitting from your past life experiences, they are activating our energy fields, our auras, and our DNA, because they are galactic. This is galactic language.
Yes.
It's the language of the Elohim.
And yes, it is.
And it's very powerful.
Yes, it is. It only started for me 10 years ago, but I've been doing this work for 15 or 16 years. It just started automatically and spontaneously. And over the last 10 years, the word sequences have evolved and just changed in the way that they've needed to change. And now, since the shift last year, they've changed quite dramatically because now there's a whole different energy flooding the earth. And so the transmission of the word sequences is different and it's easier. And this is also why Spirit, the Galactic Council, they want to work with us all now so that we open to our highest capacities and our greatest potential. And this is because we've all contracted to be here now to play certain roles and do certain things in helping to bring this new social change of the fifth dimension into Earth and into our way of life and our social fabric on the Earth. And so we are needing to step up and become better equipped to do this. And this is my role, really, is to work to step people up quickly.
Yes, and the starseeds that are now incarnated here will have this role to bring the light to the world and to help with the ascension of humankind. I think what's happening right now in this radio broadcast, the language that you are speaking is activating all the starseeds that are listening. And after, I would like to ask people to download this interview from the archive, and I will post it on Facebook. You go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contract Radio and download this archive there. And it's just a small contribution, but you can also help me to continue this program by donating on PayPal on bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. Judy's website is thesoundoflight.com, and you can download her book, Sunshine Before the Dawn, there.
Yes, Sunshine Before the Dawn, as I said, was transmitted to me by higher dimensional beings of light, and it's the story of why we came to the Earth in the first place, the story of why we came from the stars, and what we're here to do, basically. But it's a novel. It was written, it's a love story, actually, with the woman called Isayenia and a man called Mustenia from Lyra. And so it was quite surprised me because I only received it a paragraph at a time, basically, a sentence at a time. And so I didn't know what the story was until I got through it. But it's a love story and it's a novel. And it was quite amazing how it just got written.
Yes, and you was Isayenia in many, many lives ago in the Galactic Council when they were planning the transition of higher beings to the Earth.
Yes. Well, I believe, you see, when I started writing the story, I had no idea about this, but as it progressed, I realized that the character Isayenia was actually me, and it was my story. But in telling that story of Isayenia, it's really the story of all of us, because Issei Emi was responsible with others for the creation of the new type of human being. And why, you know, this is why we had to all come as star beings to the earth, so that we could take into ourselves, into our own soul DNA, this new genetic code of the human. Because the destiny of the human is not just to stay on the earth. The destiny of the human is to take this genetic code, which is a 12-strand DNA genetic code, back to the stars. Because on these other star systems, they do not have a 12-strand DNA code. They have a DNA code which is aligned with their particular dimension, but it doesn't encompass all 12 dimensions of what they call the lower heavenly worlds, where there's physical life. So, on this galaxy. So we came to the Earth to be here now, and also to take into our own genetic code the human DNA. So it's very exciting, really. Now we're starting to go back home, where we came from.
And once we have 12 strands of DNA, we will be able to meet our soul, twin souls from the stars, and we'll be able to make children with them, because we will be compatible with all of the star beings because of this 12-stranded DNA.
That's true. That's true. You see, the sad thing about the story between about Estagenia and Nostenia is that she was from Sirius, and he was from Lyra, which was 12-dimensional. Sirius is fifth to sixth dimensional. And they couldn't be together because she couldn't live for a long period of time on Lyra, and he couldn't exist on Sirius for more than a few weeks or months. And so the only way was to come to the Earth and take on the 12-strand DNA, and then you can be anywhere within the 12 dimensions. Not right now, of course. This is something that which is evolving, and this is an evolutionary progress and process, but this is what appears to be the case, what I'm certainly told is the case in years to come.
And in the immediate time ahead, Judy, what are the star beings saying to you? Should we prepare? Or because I just read a channel from a Pleiadian, and the Pleiadian said that the time is now. That in fact, the event
time is now. Yes. The time is now. Let's just see what they say then. I'm going to probably speak and I'll translate. Mukoki is a location to stand the Kadabakushana Sama to Usalakoshinya Meshetakoa. And they say, we want to explain to you that when you talk about the now, is not a fixed time. The now is a continuum. They say that we exist within cosmic time, which has 9 time zones. You also are existing in cosmic time, but as yet the Earth time that you have always known it to be is still overlapping a little. Although the Earth has moved into cosmic time, within your consciousness you are still aligned with the old linear time periods and time zones of the Earth. So you think in terms of linear time, but in actual fact, as all time is in now time, we're already here among you. So you can't put our coming into a time zone. You can only say that we are here now and we are with you. And in time, your perception will increase so that you understand that we are here. I'm saying, so what if the article that I was asked to write where these spaceships are going to be seen over our cities? They say that this will come. They say there has been a time chosen for this within your constructs that you know of as time. However, the true nature of our coming, the true nature of our coming, will be expressed in other ways long before you actually see us. It's like things like we're feeling now. The little signs, you know, people seeing spaceships, this is expressed before there's a mass coming, if you know what I mean. You see? This is being expressed now. So I'm going to say, can you give us any idea when this coming is then, so with the spaceships over our cities, because we're interested in this. I want to know this. I'm getting 1 to 2 years, and I put my head on the chopping block here a little bit. I don't know as Judy, but what I'm getting is 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
They say you have already seen us, but sometimes that this is denied by many. Please understand that it is within that your faith and trust is necessary. It's like look within with your eyes. Try not to look without at your eyes. Just know. Because your faith and your trust, this consciousness of knowing, actually helps with the activation or the changes. So what they're really saying, it seems, is that our consciousness seems to play a part and our acceptance of their coming plays a part. I know it seems a bit... it's a bit hard at times because, you know, we constantly get told this. And... it's hard to know what is truth, but what they're saying is do not doubt, have faith. Know that at the right time you will see us visibly as we are already here with you. Mm-hmm. And you feel it, don't you?
Yes. Well, I feel it. Many others too.
I know. So we're not all crazy. We feel it. We know it. We get telepathic messages. We see spaceships in the sky. And this is increasing, and it will increase until the time is right, and there are many variables as to when the time is right. You know, the consciousness of the people, where the governments are sitting, politics, all those sorts of things. When the time is right, as they say, you will see our spaceships over your cities. You're not alone. They say the time is nigh for this to occur. Do you have any questions about this, Martin?
I'm just letting this information come through me and process it.
Yeah. There's two things that they want to really say now.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the importance of having faith, because faith, the energy of faith, actually builds, it's almost like building a container for what is to occur. It makes it more possible. It makes it easier. It's a bit like when we have a telephone, okay? We mm-hmm. could send a telepathic message to our friends, but it's easy to pick up the telephone sometimes. So what they're saying is that the faith is like picking up the telephone. It's easier. It's going to make it easier by our faith and our knowing that this is occurring. So the energy of our faith and our knowing that this is occurring in the now will make it possible and bring it in.
Yes, it will make us closer together.
Because creation.
Yes, when we raise in vibration, they will be able to come down.
Exactly. When we are sitting within that vibration of positive knowing and positive expectancy, rather than, I don't think they're coming, or fear or doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a helpful vibration that we can all create.
Well, I'm sure they are coming, and I welcome them.
Yeah, so do I.
With my whole heart.
It's been a long time since we came here, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, such a long time. And I must tell you, Judy, and the listeners, that living in this society is quite hard for many of us. And that's why it's so hopeful to have a message from Judy, from the star beings, so that we can be uplifted by this energy and these words. So if they want to share anything more, please go ahead, Judy.
Yes, I will. You see... the only reason that I know the truth of what I'm saying is what I feel energetically in my body and how I know that I'm not making it up, you see? And
yes.
That's my truth. That's That's my experience. But where, I just wanted to ask you, Martin, where do you feel, what star system do you feel you came from?
That's a very difficult question because I feel I belong to many star systems.
Yes.
I have a very strong connection with Sirius.
Yes.
Also with the Pleiadians. A little bit less with the Arcturians. But I feel also a very strong connection to Andromeda.
Ah, interesting. Because you see, I think we most of us have had lifetimes in most of the star systems because we start with Lyra, which is 12th dimensional, when we are created as physical beings, and then we step down through different dimensions and different star systems. And it's interesting what you say about Andromeda, because in the story that I wrote sometime before the dawn, when it was decided by the Galactic Council to create the new type of human being for the Earth, it was the Andromedans that stepped forward and wanted to give the Earth people the gift of their DNA heritage. And the gift of their DNA heritage, because they looked radically different from the other star beings, many of the others who looked more human-like, like us, the Andromedans gave the gift of being able to stand up, to be strong, to stand up to adversity, to be seen to be different, to, like, you know, you're forging away, you're putting out a program about extraterrestrials. And so your Andromedan heritage is really coming through in you now because it's giving you courage and strength to put your money where your mouth is and to speak your truth. And that's so important. So
yes.
What the Andromedans on the Galactic Council now who are with me, they're saying they want to give you a blessing for you, but this blessing is for everybody as well. It's like a gift of understanding. It's like soothing and shielding and protecting. This is what they want to bring through now.
Well, I'm very grateful to you, Andromedans. Thank you very much. This is really giving me the strength and courage to go on and to have many people like you, Judy, and you can always come back later. But to make this program, the quality of this program is because I can do this because I feel I'm being helped by the star beings.
Yes, and so they are helping you. And this energy that I just want to transmit now is to strengthen and protect and support. Moku ki si la kaja la kuzi na sana barakuya. Ele le kushi seta se poko se lukuja na sanya. Amashita se ka la kaja kuzi lukuja na sana barakuya. Ele le kushi na sini ma la kushi na sago la kuya. Ele le 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 kada poko da kuzi da kuzi da kuzi da kuzi da kuzi. Ele le 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 kada da kuzi. Ele le 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 kada kuzi da kuzi da kuzi da kada barakuya. Asasa, asasa, asasa. How you doing?
I have no words. I mean, I didn't understand what they were saying, but I feel it's very personal.
Yeah. Like to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I sort of were speaking to you, really, but the energy that was transmitted is also supportive for everybody listening.
Yes, my friends who are listening, I want to tell you that love is the answer. Love is the highest energy in the universe. And we are all co-creating this world together. And together with Judy and the star beings, we are making a fantastic program. But I must tell you, I am moved. I am touched by these words and this encouragement. And I feel that wherever you're listening from, you should feel encouraged and know that they are coming soon. And that you are part of the plan. You are part of this programming of this new reality. And we all together on Facebook create this new reality. There's so many people connected on Facebook, which are called light workers, who are sharing information and sharing messages. We are an unstoppable force right now.
Yes, yes. I just want to read you just a couple of paragraphs from the book. When the Andromedans brought this gift to the to the Galactic Council. They've got, there was an Andromedan called Melway.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, inside this box are the vibrational records of our nation, Andromeda. We have struggled much in our history, both to gain acceptance from those of you who are different to us in physical form. Remember, this is 100,000 years ago. But also to create a world where all star nations who hold the light of the law of one are considered equal. We do not want Earthmen to suffer in the way that we have suffered. We wish to give them, within their new 12-strand DNA template, the soul records of Andromeda, so that they might triumph over discrimination and adversity. In time, the racial memories of Andromeda will be stirred within them, and then they will learn to accept others, no matter what their physical appearance or personal views might be. We give you this gift from our Andromeda galaxy to yours. We ask you to include this programming within the genetics of the human. And this is the gift of the Andromedan heritage is within all of us, you see. And it's now being activated so that we can stand together and rise together and create a new world together.
Yes, Judy. Judy, we have a caller on the radio, Caroline from New York on line one. Shall we put her through?
Yes.
Hello, Caroline.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much, Martin, for taking my call, and it's an honor to hear both of you because I am going, well, I'm going through a lot, let's just say, when it comes to this awakening. And last year, during the Venus transit, Judy, you'd appreciate this, I had a visitation 3:06 in the morning from my Palladian family, but they were outside the window. And I just woke up. There was so much light in my house that I had to go in front of the window. And I looked up, and there they were with the lights. And I just, you know, I thought I was, like, still asleep. And I asked, are you a star? Who are you? And the lights kept on going on and off. And then I asked, are you my Palladian family? And boy, I saw movement. And I just want to know, were they here just to say hello to me? And I know I have Palladian guides, but I don't hear them. Why can't
Caroline,
I hear them?
I'm getting them coming to me now.
I cry.
What? They feel so beautiful and so loving, these Pleiadians who are with you. And they want to talk to you. And she's so cool. They say to you that they came to you to heal your heart. I think there was sadness that you've been through. And they want you to know that you are very much loved and cared for and that they are with you always. And that whatever has occurred for you in the past 1 to 2 years is ended now. And that their connection with you is strengthening so that you can work with them to bring the messages of love to people. It's to really work with you to bring these messages of love to people, because they say you are love and they are love and they are part of you and you are part of them, and the expression of their love will flow through you so that you, it's almost like they're going to be like the wind beneath your wings to bring your message out to people, which is of love.
That's what they're saying. You know, something, that's all I'm about. I'm already crying here. That's all I'm about, and I've been
totally
like you were saying.
Caroline, your voice is also full of love. The vibration of your voice is very loving, Caroline.
Oh wow, that's so beautiful.
Have I met you in New York, Caroline? Have I met you
in
New York?
Jersey.
I'm
in New Jersey. Yes. Yes, I'm in New Jersey. And I've been like, every time I go to the ocean, I look up at the stars and I see them vibrating and shining. I always ask, is that my Palladian friends and family? And they start sparkling. So I'm among them. I feel very special when it comes to the Palladians. I don't know. I just feel like a great connection of love at all times. It's not only them, it's our masters, it's everyone. So, yes, I'm about love, and they're about love. And I can't wait until I ask them to channel through me, because I want to write a book. Listen to this one. I'm going to write a book for the children on Earth to understand, because they're star children, they're rainbow children, they're indigo children, so they can understand. Oh, I got the goosebumps. I'm telling you this. I want to write a book so they could understand what they're going through. It's quite all right, because I was there when I was young. I knew I was from the stars, and nobody would understand that. But I want to make something special, and I want my Palladian family and all the star family to help me out with this book.
Well, I know that they are, and I know that they will. They're totally linked with you. And it's just a matter of moving forward and just, I know that you know that they're there. Just trusting that they're there, which you do, I know. But just allowing them to just step in. Just, they say, you step out and we'll step with you.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So much love. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And you're doing a wonderful job, Martin. You are a hero. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Caroline. And so are you, and so are all of us. Thank you very much.
You are.
Bye now.
It takes, you know, what you're doing, Martin, takes a lot of courage sometimes to step out and do this, and it's so appreciated by the star beings. I know that it is.
Yes, well, indeed. I'm doing very much my best, and I have to get a guest every week, and actually twice a week, because on Monday I'm on another radio station. But I'm doing what I can, and I seem to connect with very interesting people.
Yes.
And maybe soon enough I will have Edgard Mitchell on air, the astronaut who went to the moon.
Great.
Yes.
That would be so exciting.
Judy, I was just thinking about a song. You were speaking about the Andromedans and Andromeda.
Yes.
I have a song from Sally Oldfield, which I want to play on the radio before we close off. It's not so long. It's beautiful. It's called Andromeda Rising.
Mm-hmm. Great. Would you mind if during the song I transmitted energy?
That would be wonderful.
They transmitted energy?
Yes. That's in fact what I intended to happen.
Right, good.
Somewhere there's gotta be a place with no mental memory. tears and garment arising. And he stands, newborn man. As he tears and garment arising. And he stands, newborn man. As he tears and garment arising.
There were tears in his eyes. In the coal black night, he saw Andromeda rising. Isn't that beautiful, Julie?
It's beautiful. It's a very beautiful song.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, there are enlightened musicians, and this was in the 80s. Sally Oldfield was making music in the 80s, and
yes.
Already waking up that time, very enlightened being, Sally Oldfield. So I felt that you were transmitting energy during we were playing the song, but Andromeda is so special. It's our neighbor galaxy.
Yes.
It's a whole galaxy with so many beings there, so many life forms, and we are all going to meet them.
It's a real support to us here in this galaxy, and very supportive to us on Earth, and also very supportive of the divine plan, as I read to you. So they have a lot to teach us, actually, about compassion and about understanding and tolerance of others who may be different.
Well, this
looking at all viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
So
this song was dedicated to you and the Andromedans, Judy.
I'm sorry, what did you say? The song? Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Yes, it was dedicated to the Andromedans because they play a very important role in your book.
Yes.
Please go to thesoundoflight.com, or is that .org, Judy?
It's .com,
yes,
thesoundoflight.com.
And
I just want to say, too, there's many free energy transmissions there to help us all, really. They were all gifted by Spirit to help us all get up to speed, basically, and walk our truth, speak our truth, be who we truly are on a soul level and not who we've been created to be because of traumatic lifetimes of past. This is not who we are. So all the energy transmissions on my website are to help everybody get up to speed and reclaim our truth so we can all be who we are and do what it is that we've come to do with
yes.
strength and love, really.
Amen to that. If,
yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to sign off because there's a program after me, a wonderful program as well. So stay tuned to BBS. But we have to go away, and we'll be back another time together, Judy, to bring
thank
beautiful
you.
Transmissions of light.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having me on the program today, Martin, and best wishes to everybody who's listening. Much love
yes.
to you.
Much love, and thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.